Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Should we take the Bible literally? In other words, do we have to look at it that God means what he says? The answer, but of course. Now, we're going to cover some things because people come to the Bible and they say, just like in an article that was found in the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho newspaper. He writes in his letter and says, the Bible was written by men for the singular purpose of controlling men. If that is the case, it's a colossal failure. Now, the Word of God has been written by men, as we have covered, inspired by God, so you can know God. See, because as we find in the book of Hebrews here, very interesting thing. So let's come to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, and let's see what it says concerning Jesus Christ and concerning God, because this has gone on for a very, very long time, and parts of the Bible go back with accounts 6,000 years. And we have it all accumulated, and we have the whole Bible, and there's a reason for it. And that is so we can know God. But if it's given for the purpose of controlling men, that is the wrong idea. Now, religions, even some called Christian, use their religions and their teachings to control men. That is true. But that's not the purpose of the Bible. The purpose of the Bible is to reveal to you in God's word, from God to you, that he is God. Now, it's not to control men, not to control women, but we come to God, and with his word, we choose to live our lives according to the word of God. Now, that is self-control and self-governance. And that's what God has intended for us to do. We'll see that a little later. Now, Hebrews 1 and verse 1. God, who spoke to the fathers at different times in the past and in many ways by the prophets, has spoken to us in these last days by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the ages or the worlds, but ages. Now, here's the God we're dealing with, because the one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament was the one who became Jesus Christ. And we have a series of segments on that, who was Jesus. Now, here is how Jesus looks today, who being the brightness of his glory and the exact image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his own power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of God on high. And that was to bring redemption to those that God would call. Now, let's understand something very important. Right now, God is not trying to save the world. Christ is going to return and save the world. God did not write his word to control men, but to set before us, so we of our own will choose to love God and to serve him. Now, men like to pervert it, create religions, create hierarchies, but that's not what God intended. See, because right now, at this time, and during this age, ever since Adam and Eve, God has given to mankind the choice as to whether they will obey him or not. And most have chosen to ignore it. Let's just use an example. When was the last time you read your Bible? When was the last time that you used the Bible as a guide for your behavior? Now, God has given free choice. Atheists can reject God. God has given them that choice. But how are their lives? You see, because we must understand the literal, simple things of the Bible first before we can understand the more complex things of prophecy. Now, here in Deuteronomy 30, here's what God says. And he gave this to Israel, and since the Bible has been put into print, digital form, visual form, around the world, that just as you look around the world and see all the problems and difficulties coming, you also need to look around the world and understand that in exact proportion as men have rejected God, he has caused Bibles to be printed and distributed in nearly every major language in the world. So God has done his part, but people have chosen not to do their part. And he's given us this choice. So let's come to Deuteronomy 30. We'll start with something very simple to understand. There is absolutely no symbolic language here. There are no metaphors here. There are no similes here. There are no analogies here. It is literal and direct from God, written down by Moses, who spoke to God face to face. Apply this to yourself now. Verse 10. If you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God, are you willing to do that? You go through the Bible. Just try this for all the laws and instructions given by Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them. Now, Moses didn't invent anything, and Moses did not invent Judaism. Judaism is a religion of men, and we've got a book that you really need to have to read and understand what Judaism is all about in their own words. Now, just like the Bible is what you need to know about God in his own words to every one of us. To keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. All right, we're going to look at some of those a little later. Some of them people don't like because one of the Ten Commandments is translated incorrectly in most Bibles. They say, you shall not kill. That is not correct. It should be, you shall not murder. Because God declares that certain sins require the death penalty. And for all nations, because these are laws for nations, individuals, and churches. For nations, they have the right and sovereign power of the death penalty because God gave that to them.
Beasley, a self-proclaimed preacher, lured David Pauley, Ralph Geiger, and Timothy Kern through a fake Craigslist ad and then shot them and buried their bodies. In court today, their families talked about their heartache and sleepless nights and their disgust for the cold-blooded killer.
This is a great day for the victims' families. I'm hopeful that they will have some measure of peace now that this death sentence has been handed down.
He's in the ground and I'll be satisfied. Then I'll say closure, but you know, it was a long, tough 16 months.
The church is not a sovereign power or nation in the world, and the church does not have the enforcement of the death penalty. And the simplest reading of the Bible, if you understood that, would help you understand more of the Bible than anything else. When God says, this person has committed a crime and is worthy of death, the civil government, with the sovereign authority to do so, should take that life. Now, we won't get into all the particulars of it. This is just easy, simple to understand right at first. All right, now let's continue. Now notice this next if. And if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. God is the one who wants to give you of his laws and his commandments and his spirit. And you turn to him in repentance so you can change your life, so you can control your life. It wasn't written to control men and women. It was written to give you the guidance on how you should control your life. And that's why there are the commandments and statutes and judgments and precepts of God. Now let's continue. Verse 11, for this commandment which I command you today is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Yes. How many Bibles are there in the world? Almost a Bible for every person, not counting all of those that are online. Did you know that there are 269 websites in the world which has the entire Bible there so people can download it and read it? In addition to 6.5 to 7 billion Bibles printed in the world. Amazing, isn't it? And yet the more Bibles that are there, the more people reject God. Here just recently, there was a British superstar, Monteith. Now, he wanted to live his life the way he wanted to live, and be an example for all people to follow his life until he got so arrogant that he overdosed on alcohol and heroin. And everybody says, oh my, what a tragic thing that this happened. Well, did he exercise his free choice? Yes, he did. Did he choose wrongly? Yes, he did. Were those choices choices of sin? Yes, they were. What does the Bible say you earn? The wages you earn for sin is what? Death. Did he die a wasted life? Yes, he did. Because he refused to even follow the simplest thing that God said that he should have taken literally. Let's go on. For this commandment which I command you today is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven. Oh, God, you kept it up there in heaven, and you never told us. Oh, how can you do this to us? No, he brought it here on earth and has multiplied it billions of times over. It's not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up to heaven for us to bring it down to us so that we may hear it and do it? Now, can you imagine all the effort that men would put into that if that were the case? We've got to go out in space, and because out there is the Word of God, so we need to get out there and get it and bring it back. They would have a program 100 times greater than NASA to try and get the rockets to go up there and get it. And they finally got it, and they were on their way back, and they were coming back to the Earth. and their spaceship crashed and burned, and the word of God was never found. No, it's not in heaven. Verse 13, neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us to bring it to us so that we may hear it and do it? Now that's pretty literal, isn't it? Hear it and do it? Now notice God's promise. Is the word of God true? Is it literal? Regardless of the language that you speak. Since we're involved in English, do we have a lot of Bibles in English? Yes, indeed. You probably have one or two in your home right now. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may do it. Now, that is this. It doesn't mean that God has put his word into your heart automatically through genetics by the process of birth. It means this, that God has put it in the language that you can understand, because he expects you to literally keep his commandments. Now let's go on. Verse 15 is a key. Behold, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. That's why the Bible is out there in such a prodigious amount. Now, if you don't read it, that ain't God's fault. He caused it to be provided. And if you want to reject it because you read something you don't understand without asking God, oh, God, help me to understand this, and you reject it all because you want to live a sinful life, that's your choice. And remember, you may not go as quickly as Monteith, but your life is going to catch up with you, without a doubt. Now, here is what God commands, and you will notice how much this is like the New Testament. Now, just a little sidebar here. If you have believed in the past that the commandments of God have been done away and the law of God has been done away because some preacher in a pulpit told you that, I challenge you to read the Epistle of 1 John. Five simple chapters to understand. No mistaking what it says. Now back to Deuteronomy 30, verse 16. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to love God. See, what are the two great commandments? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, you want to know what's wrong with the world today? That is what's wrong with the world, because that is what most human beings reject. Now, you can look at all the political things they're trying to solve in whatever country you live. And mark this and know and understand this. Every problem that is presented there is because the people have left God. And they have turned their backs on him. They have rejected the commandments of God. They have rejected the laws of God. And the civil, secular governments have no power to enforce anything. And they have given themselves over to Satan, the devil. Therefore, this whole world civilization is going to collapse in ruin and destruction and death for going against God. Now let's continue on here. And then I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, so that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Then he also gives a warning. God says, all right, You love me and obey me, I'll bless you. Look around the world. Where are the blessings in the world? There are very few, isn't that right? Well, they're going to be fewer and fewer because people are turning against God and turning to Satan. Now, all of us individually can choose the right way and love and serve God. And then he will be with us in our lives, help us in our troubles, lead us out of our problems, bless us with his truth. Is that what you want? Well, the Bible tells you how. Let's go forward here. A warning. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear and shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Isn't that the way it's happening in the world today? Yes. Oh, well, let's choose which religion we want. After all, they're all going to the same place, are they not? Well, in one sense they are, because they're not going to God. See? God says, verse 18, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. Where's Monteith? How about the others? Where are they? I want you to remember this. If anything else, it is there. If you are kind of resistant to what I'm saying here, then at least listen to this verse. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life so that both you and your seed may live. Go out some night when it's clear and you can see the heavens and the stars and you're standing on the earth. You are standing on one witness that God has given to support his word and truth, the earth. And the other witness that you can see in the heavens, which are upheld by the word of his power. And God says that I have sent my word to you so that you may live. I have sent my word to you so that you may choose. Now, all of this is pretty literal, isn't it? Don't you think that the heavens and the earth are literal? Well, maybe there are some deceived individuals who think that this is really not real. Somehow some of these New Age people who think that they know more than the rest of human beings and do not, believe that everything you're looking at is an illusion. Well, if it is, then why don't they just disappear? Let's go forward. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God and may obey his voice, and may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days. Now, think about this. Everything about you, your existence, the way you exist, the way that you are living, God has made all of that possible. You didn't come from slime, and you didn't come from apes. God created you. So, question becomes, what should you do? Well, next time, we're going to look at some commandments and ask the question of each one, is this to be taken literally? So, once again, thank you for inviting me into your homes. Be sure and get the book, Lord, What Should I Do? And also visit our other website, cbcg.org. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.